Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory that is due your name. Father God, I pray that you would have thine own way. Father God, I can't do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. Father God, allow this word to go out like fire, oh God. Burn out every impurity, oh God. But God, most of all, strengthen, oh God, those that are weak, oh God, and Lord Jesus, every area of their life. Father God, we will be careful to give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For truly God has a word for his people. People of God, I just want to encourage each and every one of you on this morning that God told me, he said, we are in a season of turnaround. Everything that you've been through, everything that you have faced for the past 3 months, God said, Shantaradioshi, that we are in a season of turnaround. And I don't want you to get fearful, and I don't want you to back up when God is blessing you, because most people get fearful because they have been in the trial for so long until they come to a place to where they don't want to receive the blessing. But I'm here to encourage you to open up your heart, open up your mind and your spirit and receive that which God have for you. You are well deserving of it. You have stood the test. You have been through, hallelujah. You've been talked about. You've been lied on. Even people said that you wouldn't even get to this point because they say, why are you serving a God that would not answer you? But God said, this is the month. It started on the 1st of April that this is a season of turnaround. Some of you have already experienced the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But today I want to talk about when fear challenges your faith. Now, we have faith. We have faith to believe God for the utmost. So we are at that point now that when we know that God said what he said and we are waiting on the manifestation, guess what? Here come the enemy, Satan, bringing fear to grip us. To think that, thank you, Jesus, that God is not going to do what he say he's going to do. That God is not going to allow us to have the blessings that he said that we can have. So get your Bibles out. I'm going to the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and the 8th verse. And it reads, and the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah. Fear. Fear is false evidence that appears real. Fear is from the devil itself. God does not function in fear. Come on here, somebody. Fear is a tool of the enemy to disrupt our confidence in Christ. It's been around for centuries, for decades. But the problem with fear is it causes stress. Mm-hmm. It causes anxiety as well. But it also impacts our faith and the ability to trust the plans of God. Hebrews 11 and 1 say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what helps us to get us through the pathway in times of darkness. And it also helps to give us strength in times of weakness. People of God, without faith, we are nothing. If we don't have the ability to have faith in what we believe in, we have nothing. Faith keeps us. Faith helps us along this journey, which is called life. Come on here, somebody. 1 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God gave us three things. So this tells you that fear is not of him, because he has given us power to overcome fear. He has given us love, and he has given us a sound mind. Ephesians 6:12 say, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." The challenges we face in life can and will confuse us. Come on here. And cause us to lose sight of who our true enemy is. People of God, fear paralyzes us. It paralyzes us to the point to where we would not do things because we are scared of disappointments may set in again. Listen, if God tells you to go get that job, but then you are scared to go and to apply because of the simple fact you are scared you may get turned down again. If God tells you for you to start that ministry, you are scared because of the support may not be there. Fear grips us to the point to where we will not believe in ourselves. We will only believe in the disappointments that shall follow. Come on, here's somebody. So it paralyzes us to a point to where we will stay stagnated to fear. We will not even move. We will not even trust God enough to know, hey, if God told me to do it, he got my back. The door is already open. Some of us are fearful to even go through open doors. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, go back and then apply for that job. Go back and then apply for that house loan. Go back, because fear is no longer there. You have to know what God says and who you are in God to go and possess that which is yours, that he have already said is yours and you can have. So listen, there are 7 keys to know when fear challenges your faith. Because believe me, people of God, if you are a man or woman of God, or just a person, period, that has faith, fear is going to challenge that faith. Oh, yes, it will. But there are 7 keys to know when fear does it. Number one, you have to realize that God is with you. You have to take God everywhere you go. And if God is not allowed to be where you're going, don't go there. Come on here, somebody. You have to realize that he is with you. People fear a lot of things. They fear illness. They even fear what the future going to look like. They fear death. They fear a financial crisis. They even fear the things that are going on now in this world. But what the future holds for their children, they even fear that. Come on here, somebody. Yes, we don't know what the future is holding for this generation, because there's so many things going on regarding this generation. People even fear retirement. And yes, the list goes on and on and on. But what you don't realize, fear hinders our spiritual growth. And yes, it does. It basically tells God that you don't believe him. You don't believe his word. Oh, my God. Come on here, somebody. You can recognize it is fear. And you, fear is so strong that it's a stronghold. It would grip you. But instead of moving forward with your faith, you stay within your comfort zone. Because your comfort zone eases how you feel. Your comfort zone will keep you in a bubble to the place you will say, no, I don't want to go back out. I'm staying right here because I like this place. I don't have to deal with certain things or certain people. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness right hand. With my righteous right hand. Because here, God is telling you the things that he would do if you do not fear. Number one, he is with you. And he is telling you, don't be dismayed. Because why? He is your God. And what else? He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. He is basically telling you what will happen if you do not fear. Number two, trust in God. Every opportunity to fear is also the opportunity to trust God. Every time we are afraid, we must see it is an opportunity to surrender everything in God's hand. We simply have to trust him that all things will work together for good as long as we are doing our part. Yes, we have to do our part. And we read in Psalms 56, 3 and 4, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? People of God, surrender your fear to God and trust him that he will do what is best for you. After all, God is our heavenly Father. Yes, he is. And like a father who protects his children, so is God who will protect us from evil. So, I will continue this series on next Friday when fear challenges your faith. Because just like the Holy Spirit said at the beginning of this podcast, we are in a season of turnaround. And he does not want you to be fearful. Because God is going to do exactly what he has promised you that he would do. Do not allow fear to challenge your faith. Number one of the seven keys to know when fear is challenging your faith is realize that God is with you. And number two is to trust in God. I want to invite you April the 15th, 3 p.m. to Trinity Baptist Church. The Last Seven Sayings of Jesus Christ at 3 p.m. Pastor Elvira Breville, we are going to have a high time in the Lord. Please, please invite someone. Even come out. There's Trinity Baptist Church, The Last Seven Sayings of Jesus Christ at 3 p.m. Don't meet me there, but beat me there. Also, go to my website. I have written another book, When Grief Wants to Become Your Friend. I had so many people that has inboxed me and that has also called me. Please go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Until next Friday, I love you and God does too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain.